Welcome to Voice Blind, a short series of Q&A with artists and researchers in Amsterdam. This project is initiated by Arias, giving a platform to critical voices to unpack artistic and scientific processes for connecting research and methodologies. This is an invitation to listen on some of the most pressing issues in practice-based research. Like a cloud sailing in the sky, like layers of practices and knowledge that overlap and move away, VoiceBlind invites you to enter the world of artistic research. Today, we're introducing Mariana Lanari, an artist, curator, editor, performer, and also a member of the band Rainbow Peel 475.13 with the composer Stuart Leighton. Mariana Lanari is a PhD candidate at the Amsterdam School of Heritage, Memory, and Material Culture at the University of Amsterdam. In this coming episode, she introduced her to her project How to Read a Library, and how within this research, she studies the very particular form of logic and connection within the library, depicting it as a heritage, a cultural memory, but also as a museum. From books to books, from references to references, she shed lights on the connection within the library, focusing on the urgency to translate it and archive it from the physical to the digital domain. Mariana guided us through her practice-based research, exploring what stories libraries have to tell.
Thank you so much for the introduction and for the opportunity. My research is about the intersection between politics of reading and collective memory infrastructures. I'm interested in libraries in cultural institutions, social movements, and museum libraries. While my practice is situated within performance art and site-specific installation, my ambition within my PhD research is to work in the disciplines of digital humanities and artificial intelligence. As Johanna Drucker says, the creation of digital tools is an intellectual responsibility and not a technical task. Unless we, artists and scholars, are involved in the making of the digital systems and tools for our future work, we will find ourselves in a future that doesn't work without the methods and materials that we need. Nothing less than the way we understand knowledge is at stake. Since software and hardware only put into effect the models structure into their design. This working title, How to Read a Library, has this simplistic structure of a search query, and it gives the idea of a manual as if it was possible to read a library, when it is actually not possible for a human to read an entire library. So the title is not necessarily addressing only a human reader, which I find a crucial aspect, which is to reclaim some agency in the artificial mediation involved in how we read today. I mean reading also as a synonym with interpretation and understanding, reading as a process of accessing knowledge, and the library as an object to be interpreted and affected in its singularity, as a space of potential and of decentralized, situated knowledges. The library as an entity where different instances in the process of knowing interact. The whole operation of the library can be interpreted as a sort of theater of knowledge, where knowing is not necessarily occupying the center stage. I'm focusing on the aspect of mediation, considering mediation in the physical and in the digital library. Understanding the library as cultural heritage, as institutional memory, and perhaps the library as a museum. I'm questioning whether the library can be useful to think critically about the interaction between digital infrastructures, reading, and access to knowledge. Can we think about the library as a collective knowledge network and new ways of reading using computational intelligence? Can we use our cultural libraries to reclaim and decolonize digital space? With the growing focus on digitization, I find it urgent to think about ways to translate the library from the physical to the digital domain, taking into account what gets lost in this transition, as well as experimenting in terms of rebuilding our digital infrastructures and stretching the technical limitations of human and non-human interactions. My interest in researching the library comes from my past experience in the last 20 years making exhibitions and editing books. But it was while reading Finnegan's Wake that I found parallels between the universe of the book and the exhibition space, which led me to think about the library as an exhibition space, and that perhaps library could benefit more from exhibition intelligence than from artificial intelligence. Finnegan's Wake has the fame of being unreadable, but I think that it is actually a book about reading. It is so experimental in terms of the use of typeface, the use of words in different languages, how it manages to make meaning totally unstable. But it's not that it has no meaning, on the opposite, it has many possible meanings. And that is why the book is also produced by the readers, which is written in the first line of page 479. While the meaning is fluid, as an object, the book is a solid construction. Since it was published in 1939, it kept the same number of pages with the same lines. And it quotes in different ways so many books and magazines and newspapers that it can be seen as a library as well. The book doesn't fit literature, and it is an object to be performed. With this idea of recursion, using techniques and aspects of the book to think about ways to navigate and to read the library, I started to make performances to reenact the movement of books in space based on social network methods, considering the books relational in nature, each book as a set of relations among the community of people involved in making a book, but also the relations in the text, as a book often mentions other books. It also implies that libraries are not neutral. They enable us to see the world from a specific perspective, and this perspective is also relational. Making this implicit network explicit might be a way to make items in the library more accessible. Through performance, ideologies that are embedded in the infrastructure also become more visible. I find performance a useful medium to amplify or to slow down certain processes by breaking them down into a sequence of small actions and reenacting them in the scale of the body, making it visible to be able to study and observe in detail. Many things are invisible because of scale. If it's too fast or too slow, too big or too small, we cannot see it. Like, we cannot see a plant growing unless we film it for days and then play it in a few minutes. In 2015, in the work called Moving Thinking, The Origin of One Thought is the Thought of Another, at the Stedelijk Museum Library, I did in 9 months what a computer would do in a few minutes. The Stedelijk Museum has one of the biggest art libraries in Europe, with around 200,000 books stored in 3 kilometers of shelves underneath the museum. In this project, I investigated the collection by changing the selection of 5,000 books on display in the reading room for a new selection, starting with the book Writing a Sculpture by Dutch artist Laureen Weijers. I looked for books that were mentioned in the book, and then books that were mentioned in those books. While doing this rather simple procedure of establishing hyperlinks to connect books, many parallel stories started to appear, relating the books at the library to the history of the museum, resulting in a network of connections between artists, critics, editors, and curators, revealing unexpected narratives. In order to organize the books without having to separate them in fixed categories, the floor plan of the museum was used as a framework. Each museum room had a corresponding shelf, and the books were placed according to the artworks on display in the museum. In this way, the bookshelf became a maquette with books related to the current exhibitions, and a system allowing for a constant circulation of books that otherwise would rarely leave the storage. In 2019, I had another opportunity to research a library at Casa do Povo in São Paulo, this time more focused in mapping and in the social aspect. At Casa do Povo, the library was closed for around 40 years, since the last dictatorship in Brazil. They reopened in the middle of a complicated political moment in which books were widely used as an iconography during the presidential elections in 2018, as a symbol of power and anti-fascist resistance. It was books against guns. In the exhibition Social Library Active Voices, all the 9,000 books of the collection were distributed on the floor, on top of a drawing of the map of the neighborhood around Casa do Povo, with chairs and microphones for people to read out loud together. In this installation, we could simultaneously have an overview of the whole collection and read or hear passages of books, with the effect of zooming in to the paragraph on a page and zooming out, moving books around and mapping the library collective with the community. It became clear that letting the visitors organize the library turned it instantly more inclusive. In terms of the methodology regarding these projects, I like to think that each library has a story to tell. Therefore, the work in libraries is always site-specific. And it starts by reading, not only reading books, but reading the library, reading the database, the archive. And from there, it unfolds through listening and observation and following a certain natural movement. And the question is, how to make the stories part of the system of the library? Looking at the library as an organism that operates according to its own particular logics. My current research at the libraries of Casa do Povo and the APO build on top of these previous works. Now I'm working in a collective called Archival Consciousness with graphic designer Remco van Bladel and artist and computer scientist Luis Rodil Fernandez, in which we are translating some of these concepts as a bridge between the physical and the digital version of these libraries. Now I'm working in a collective called Archival Consciousness with graphic designer Remco van Bladel and artist and computer scientist Luis Rodil Fernandez, in which we are translating some of these concepts as a bridge between the physical and the digital version of these libraries, trying to explore if we can use digital tools to involve the readers in linking data in knowledge graphs in a continuous mapping based on reuse and sharing, to gradually turn the collection of the library into machine-readable data, slowly and collectively using more human than artificial intelligence. Using the library to critically address the use and the making of digital tools, centralizing reading experience, including multiple voices in the database, as well as reflecting on the ethics of digital collaboration, privacy, and digital rights. Thinking about the collection as data as a form of preserving these specific bodies of knowledges, and assuming it as a task that is the responsibility of the communities and not something to be done by data experts with no domain-specific knowledge. I think that my work is challenging systems that are much beyond the library, situated in the invisible and gigantic digital infrastructures that mediate almost everything we read today. I see these types of libraries as natural spaces of resistance, perhaps silent spaces of resistance that are generous by nature and perfect to investigate the effects of digital technologies, digital literacy, human and non-human interactions, and the power structures around knowledge systems. Thank you.